सत्यव्रतं सत्यं च सत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं व्रतसत्यमेकम् Read the equivalent. Yes. Satyavrata.
The personality of God. Who never deviates from his
form. Satyaparam.
Who is absolute truth. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam.
So how many?
Satyasya.
All their inputs,
all their inputs,
which are emanations, from the absolute truth Krishna.
From the absolute truth Krishna.
Yoni.
Yoni.
The cost.
The cost.
Nikitam.
Nikitam.
Enter.
Enter.
Char.
Char.
And.
Satya.
Satya. In the factors.
In the factors.
That created this material world.
That created this material world.
Namely.
Namely.
The five elements.
The five elements.
Third.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me 1, 2, 3, 4. Satyavrtam is first. What is the meaning? Yes, in notebook. Just now. One, number one. Satyavrtam. He never deviates from his vows. We always deviate. The thief is smiling. He is smiling. we always deviated. And then we are all Shastris, you know, where we know scriptures. So we ask him, hey, why did not do it? Prabhu, what to do? Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. Then we bring Kali Yuga in our foolishness. And we blame Kali Yuga. Because of Kali Yuga I cannot do it. Please, don't take Kali Yuga's help and be lazy. Or one schoolboy is initiated, hardly he is 8-9 years old, in his fourth standard. Daily he chants 16 rounds. Really he should be worshipped. That boy, before he gets to sleep, maybe till midnight he goes on chanting. And he was suffering like anything. Now he doesn't take any medication. Otherwise, like Mumbra, like rice, he was eating antibiotics. Please. This is experience. So, more than that, we should not take a vow if we take, try to be sincere about it. That is Krishna's instruction. Satyavartam. Then next, number two.
Next is Satyaparam.
What is it?
Absolute truth.
Absolute.
Is absolute truth. And third is Trisatyam.
No, the first, Satyaparam. Absolute means what is? What is the meaning of it? Except Him, there is nothing. There is the meaning. Except Him, what does that say? Matha Parataram. He says to Arjuna, Dhananjaya, no, that Matha Paratam na anyadasti. Apart from me, nothing exists. So everything is Him. So whatever some living entities may trouble us, so it's Krishna. Some may praise us, it's Krishna. Some may help us, it's Krishna. Some may try to destroy us, it's Krishna. So this way, we escape all the enmity. Seeing Krishna, we don't have any enemies. Ajat Shatru. That attitude must be cultivated if you want to progress spiritually. Otherwise, your valuable time is diverted to the material enmities and then blaming and counter-blaming and again reacting. The whole valuable time is wasted. We should try to save our time. And this absolute nature of the truth helps us to save our time. Whether you believe or not, He is in control. And without Him, nothing happens. That is the meaning of this. Satyaparam. Then number three. In all three stages. Amiva Samyava Kare. That gives you. Before creation He was there. With it He is there. And after. It's very clear. Three Satyam, three. Three and three is very near. So number three. Then?
Next is Satyasya Yoni.
Number four. Satyasya Yoni. Yoni is the source. What are all satyas we see? The source is Him. This cupboard is here. It's satya for us. But yoni is Him. How we are alive. We have soul and super soul in our heart. Till that time I see this cupboard. Cupboard is also intact. It is not dismantled. Otherwise, it has all the ingredients. As I told you yesterday, Bhumi Ateja. Earth is there, water is there, and fire is there. These three things are there. And Krishna is holding it. As soon as Krishna decides to leave, this will be converted into iron ore, etc. Mixed into the land. Eventually land will go back to Krishna in a settled stage. This is the yonim. Because He is there, then only we are seeing this. As soon as He leaves our body or decides to leave this planet, the whole planet will dismantle immediately. This is yonim, satyasya yonim. Anything you feel that is real, it is truth, is because of Him. Without Him, everything is null and void. This is it. And we don't digest this idea. Say, I am doing. You put I between us and Him. And that's why he is far away. As soon as you give him credit, he is near you. Then everything is alright. As soon as you remember him. Because he is the yoni. He is the source of everything. That's the meaning. Then, number five. That's what you're doing. Nitam. Nitam sati. Yes. What is the meaning?
Nitam means entered.
Huh.
The factors that created this material world,
namely
the five elements.
Five elements, he enters everywhere.
In the notes, in the footnotes, Lord enters everything, even the atom.
Anantara Saparavacha enters.
Therefore, he's not under the
Yes, very clear. Yeah. And regarding these five elements, one thing you should always remember, that these are all CIDs also. Among those 12 CIDs, five are these. What is it? Surya Agni, Tej is there. Agni, Kamska is there. Then, what is it then? Kamku, water is there, land is there. All these five elements are present there. Very sincere ladies. They always see you. Water is situated in your body. Water is watching you. Agni is situated in our body. Agni is watching you. Bhumi is already there in your body. Nothing that he misses. That's why immediately he knows. As soon as you think about it, he knows. So that's why the devotee's thinking process also is purified because of him. Ordinary people, they think bad, so the whole existence becomes miserable. Bad means always misery. Good means always bit satisfying. And sattva vishuddha, purified goodness, is all him. This is these subtle points in these satyas. And then?
Satyasya satyam.
So what is the meaning?
All that is accepted as the truth is the original truth.
As I told you, so many truths are there. But he is the original one. Many people follow only morality. Their good behavior is alright. He says, I am behaving good. Nobody troubles me, I don't trouble anybody. That is my Bhagwan. This. They are satisfied. But the yoni is him. The satyasya satyam. Whatever they feel, it is satya. He is the reason. They don't know. People are completely ignorant of this thing. We think that our legs walk. Frankly speaking, our eyes and prakash, the light, helps us to walk. In dark, pitch dark, it's very difficult to walk. Eyes are not working and there is no light. And particularly when you are weak, your legs are weak, you can't walk in darkness. This is it. Always it is him in the background. And you don't see. He then I am walking by legs. It's true, we are walking by legs. But we will never see that the light helps us to walk. Never. And regarding the movement of the body, any movement, the reason is air in the body. Any movement is because of air. I can raise my hand, it's all air. I can walk, it's air. I can see, it's air. I can talk, it's air. So all the root is air. For all the pains and aches, air is the reason. So he orders the air in our body. Tell this man have ache. So that's why it is insisted in Shastras that bodily pains must be regarded as the mercy of Krishna. and sort of it this. He is sending it. So don't worry about it. So the root is all within five elements. But in that also, the air is very important. Without air we can't survive. Any moment, small moment you do, is the air. The regulation of the air is must in our body. And this regulation always goes wrong because of our sinful activities. That's why it's very insisted. Tesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam antagatam papam. Those whose sinful ideas also have vanished. Santagatam papam. Those jananam punya karmanam. And they do some good activities. What is it? Tesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Te dvandva mohin. And because they are punya karmanam, and they got rid of the sinful thinking also. So what is the result? Te dvandva moha. They are not illusion. And they come out of the dvandva duality. Happiness or misery or gain or loss. They are coming out. And with these qualifications, bhajante mam dradavarta. Otherwise there is nothing. This is all air. Please, antagapampa. As soon as you think about the sin, your air is irradiated. And the first thing is, the sin is affecting your digestion. That is, we don't know. And that's why good behavior is a must for our healthy body. I had read in Reader's Digest once that there was some man was worried about his stomach, you know. Some ache was there over there. So what do they call the push doctor, the camera? Yeah, whatever. So the camera was pushed in and there was a nice picture of the stomach, you know, what is going on inside. So the picture came in, it was all foam. So the doctor said to him, "This is your envy. Because of envious nature, the food doesn't get digested. It is fungus. And fungus can't be digested. This is envy." The doctor must be a very good doctor, I think. I mean to say, any anti-Bhagavatam activity affects our bodily health first, and then existence. Then we are angry. Indiscriminately we kill. In America, pistols are very common, so they go anywhere and kill everybody and shoot over themselves. All anger, you know. That why I'm not happy. They're all happy, why I'm not happy? And indiscriminately they do it. It's all air and sinful ideas. Sinful ideas demand, they command the air, do this, do this. These sinful reactions. Bunjana, we're all suffering from this sinful thinking. The Vedic culture hits on the thinking process. And that's why Savai Manaha, Krishna Padaravindayo. This is the encanto. Unless you qualify yourself in this, you will not understand any Leela. Then you will have doubts. And doubts again here. And in order to regulate this air, the easiest way is this our black salt. That's easiest way. And we beat over the bush everywhere. Or have some ginger or something. Or cinnamon. or cardamom, you know. These are all our medicines. Something you should get from somewhere. And the most important thing is, the sinful attitude must be disappearing from our life. Otherwise, no health. No health. Your health is going to go down. This is the encanto. And then only you can understand how these five things, five great elements, they work under his control. When, why somebody has a stroke? Within a second, half your body is completely gone. You are alive. But half is gone completely. Who does it? It's the air from that part is completely gone. You can't move the hand. You can't walk the leg. And suddenly everything, movement stops. And as soon as the movement stops, it becomes very heavy. Just to move it is so much endeavor. Please, try to avoid these pitfalls and you will be all right. So far, we are not that bad. We are going bad, but not that. Soon that is coming. Please, try to improve these things. And I don't know how to inculcate this truth into our preaching. But then tell them that if you chant, you will be healthy. So for health they will chant. And please, we people who are really studying these things, really intelligent, our real intelligence is to be dedicated to these things. That's our real intelligence. Until we are alive in this world, the outward manifestation of our dedication should be in the form of temples or whatever activity we do for Krishna. Cow production is there, or schools are there, or these are byproducts. The main thing is, the center must be there. The embassy, Prabhupada called these temples as a spiritual embassy. So this embassy must be established first, and then everything else. Mere school will not run. Embassy and school will run. Because they know that this is a Vedic school. A Vedic embassy is there. Please. As I told you, have a nice original temple. Money. May Lord give you plenty of money. And have something like this. This is our outward manifestation of our dedication till we are alive. And no doubt we are going to go. So that time he is coming. That we are waiting for him. This ever. This is. What is the? Satyasa Satyam? Satyasa Satyam? No, neither. No. Ruta Satyam Netram, what is it?
The origin of whatever truth that is pleasing.
Whatever truth that is?
Pleasing.
Yes. Yes, same. Same thing is there again. Please remember how many? How many truths here?
So far seven.
Seven, eight. I think eighth is there.
Eighth is there.
Satyatma. What is the meaning?
Everything pertaining to the Lord is truth.
Satchitananda Vyavahara. That's it.
His body is truth. His knowledge is truth.
Knowledge is truth. Anything regarding him is truth. I always give the example, you know, that you might ring from Chennai that I am coming. There are four defects in this. You can't come unless you are alive. The dead body cannot walk. And you can't guarantee that you will be alive. So one mistake is committed, that you are cheating me. Because you can't come and you are telling that I am coming. Then you have committed a mistake. You don't see Krishna. So that is the greatest mistake. Then your illusion and your senses are imperfect. Because they don't see properly. But suppose these four defects are there in everything. But if you just add to your sentence that Krishna willing, I am coming. Krishna willing, I am coming. You didn't commit any mistake. You are not a delusion. Your senses are perfect. And you are not cheating. All the 4 days vanish. How was there abiding Krishna? This is the meaning of Satyatmaka. Regarding him, everything is truth. As soon as he comes in the form of name, and this proves the name is not different from him. He is a great purifying force. All 4 defects vanish within no time. And you don't use his name, all the 4 defects are there. Please remember these things. And I think 8 different satyas are there. Remember these things. And this is how the 10th canto must begin. Now we'll go to the next set. Jai. Now all these verses are very important. Please try to study. I have to leave it to you to study. Yes. Yeah.